Kev, here's one that you haven't heard before. What are your thoughts on the acquisition there or impressions of Robert Quinn?
Pleasantly pleased, I guess. I mean, obviously being in this league for a while, I know of the guy. Can't say I know him personally before now, but knew of him. Obviously watched, you know, his body of work. Tremendous, tremendous football player. And now I can say he's, you know, even a great man, great teammate. So I'm actually smiles all around for that acquisition for sure.
Ken, what do you think of the overhaul to the defensive line in general? It sounds like, I mean, not only are there more guys, but it seems like there's a little bit of a new plan to kind of roll guys through and keep everyone a little fresher.
I'm all for that. I think, obviously, playing defensive line is, of course, debate amongst you as you will. I think probably the most taxing position on the field. You know, what you do is different than any other sport or position, whatever it may be, but it's a lot. So having guys and being able to trust guys to say, listen, such and such may not be in. We expect you to go in and play at the same level, no letdown, do the same things, and give it all you got, and somebody will be in there to spell you when necessary. I like that plan of attack, and you know, I look forward to implementing it into game time situations.
Cam, there is this theory that your fellow defensive linemen have come up with that Robert Quinn's bend is the best that they've ever seen. I've seen your bend. I'd like to get your thoughts on whose bend is better and your viewpoint of Robert Quinn's bend.
He's a tremendous athlete. He's done a lot of things that you don't see anywhere else, you know. So comparing bends, that's again, enjoy yourselves. But I'm looking forward to meeting him, both of us bending at the quarterback, you know, come Sunday for sure.
So what does he do that's so phenomenal athletically?
It's probably a combination of the maker, his mom and dad, hard work, flexibility, and just that wisdom of where the quarterback's going to be, at what point do you bend, what step, things that he's probably repeated and done through repetition 10 million times throughout his career. But, you know, it's one of those things where it's looking across, I see it, and I know for an offensive lineman, it's a bear. So I'm going to enjoy watching it on Sundays. I'm sure you guys will too.
Cam, had a productive season individually last year, but you guys have collectively the sacks. You were in the bottom five, I think, in the league. Did that wear on you? That as a group you weren't able to do that, and did you identify anything, any trends that were you guys close a lot of times, or what was holding you guys back as a group?
There were a lot of missed opportunities sometimes. I think, you know, to me, like I'm not a sack counter. I think you guys know that about me, and I honestly couldn't even tell you where we ranked. I know as a defense and as a team, you know, we didn't get to where we should have, you know, if we looked at the guys we had and our expectations, we weren't there. So if we would have had success as a team, I truly don't care about the sack numbers. I just want to get, you know, everybody on the same page as far as winning the game on Sunday and us reaching our potential. And I think obviously potential to be at the top of the sack numbers, it should be there. But I think that comes with all the other pieces of the puzzle, whether it's stopping the run, third down numbers, some things the offense is going to do or not do. All that ties into what you get to do as far as getting to the quarterback.
Cam, a couple of things about you. I think it's ironic you're wearing a sacrifice shirt because isn't that the story of your career in many ways?
I'm sure it's not a coincidence.
No.
It truly is, I think. I mean, every year I go through and I kind of get opportunity to see the young guys, see the new guys, and get different stories from different guys, whether it's free agents or, you know, first-round picks, whatever it may be. And, you know, you can't help but to kind of reminisce back on your own and reflect. And, you know, every year I tell the rookies, like, you're already in a better position than I was when I was at the same point in my career, you know, long ago. So, you know, cherish the moment. Trust me, take it from me that – whatever is pulling you on the outside, football, I don't care if it's South Florida sun, fishing, golfing, girls, party, whatever that thing is, sacrifice for now and put everything you can into this game, and it'll reward you tenfold. And a lot of guys who listen, you hear their name Sunday. Some guys won't. That's just the nature of the business, and you'll never know who they are. So.
Second thing is, I know you're 36 years old. Do you feel it? Do you feel like you're in the same condition you were 5 years ago, 10 years ago? Can you give us your mindset right now about where you are physically?
I feel good. I feel as good as I've ever felt. I think, you know, as you get closer and closer to tapping out that battle with Father Time, I think you have to, you know, do whatever you can on the other side as far as the wisdom of the game. You know, you maybe can't physically work as hard, but you can definitely work smarter. There's more things I know now that I didn't know when I was, you know, 25 years old, and I was just, you know, out there running around with whatever God gave me. And to be able to be, you know, as physically able as possible at 36 and still have that wisdom to put those two things together, I think you can still be successful. And, again, with a little bit of sacrifice, if it's worth it, then I think the fruits of your labor will come to bear. So I'm looking forward to it.
Is it fully year-round for you, Cam? Do you have to every single week, or is there, like, a long weekend you take sitting on the beach where you don't work out?
It's all year round. It's a lifestyle. It's like people always ask me, like, oh, when's your cheat or when you're this? Like, to me, I don't even look at it as a cheat. I've decided many years ago that this is going to be my life if I want to be successful. There, you know, and to me, every week off that I'm taking is a week that some other guy is not, or a week that I'm stepping back, or a sack that I'm going to miss, or a play that I'm not going to get. And it all comes down to what it's worth. If I told you or told a rookie or whoever, listen, if you never drink alcohol throughout your entire career, you'll have 15 more sacks for the years you're playing. Whatever, I don't know, whatever that is that worth it to you? Some guys say yes, some guys say no. Never have a fried food for your 10 years. You'll make X more money. Some guys say yes, some guys say no. To me, even if it's one sack, one play, it's worth it, because 10 years from now when I'm not playing, I can have all the cheeseburgers, all the beaches, all the everything, because I put the time in now to put myself in a position that I can have all those things. But if you try to do it the other way around, you won't be in that position to even, you know, enjoy the stuff that you're working toward. So it's all year round. It's 24/7. It's just a lifestyle. It's not a cheat or a weekend. This is my life, and it won't change until I stop playing.
Are you always calculating it? Is it like, would you turn down a beer in February saying that might be a sack I don't get week 7 against Buffalo or something?
No, I said in 2005 that I'm not going to have beer because it will make days like the days that come that this 3rd and 10 and, you know, he's hurting or he's tired or he didn't recover or whatever the million different scenarios. I know I have a step ahead of him no matter what it is. It could be 1 millisecond. It could be one. To me, even if it's 10 years for that 1 millisecond, that's worth it for me, because beer is not my thing, but it's not that much of a draw that I can't get. Beer's not going to change. Beer will taste the same in 10 years that it tastes tomorrow or yesterday. And that sack won't. That opportunity won't be there 10 years from now. So I can get it now. I'll have the beer later.
10 years from now, what is the end game for Cameron Wake? I say 10 because that's probably when you retire.
Freedom is my ultimate goal. I think, probably no different than most of the guys in here, whether it's, you know, newspaper, business, football, like, you want to have freedom. I want to say in 10 years I will be able to do whatever I want. If it's skiing all year round in Swiss Alps, I sacrifice so that I can do that. Or if it's teaching boys and girls how to pass, or whatever it may be, I can make that choice. But like I said earlier, if I've been drinking beers for the last 10 years, I might have to go do something for the next 40 years. I couldn't go skiing and drink beer all day and sit on the beach or whatever it may be. So to me, freedom is happiness, and that's kind of what my direction is.
Cam, we all know the story. Back in 2016, how the vision was to make you pass rush specialist, not play on early downs. Coaches admitted that wasn't ideal. You started 10-6, continued last year with good play. Do you fully expect to remain a starter, and does the idea of ever being a pass rush specialist appeal to you, or are you an NFL starter who should complete his career as an NFL starter?
I feel that I have NFL starter ability. I don't think that's been a question or ever been a question, and I've obviously been that for however many years it's been. But again, like I said kind of earlier, working harder versus working smarter. Could I play every down? Obviously, yes. I've shown that. Is that in the best interest of the team? Is that in the best interest of myself? Question mark. I think, to me, as I've shown, I don't have this, everybody look at me, I must be a star. That's just not my mentality. I want to do whatever's going to help the entirety of the team, higher than the defense. So if it means me being a third down guy, let's do it. If it means I have to start and play every down, I'll take that role on too. And I've done both, and I think I've been fairly successful either way. Again, it's just going to come down to the personnel, the scheme, and what's going to work out for everybody involved. I don't have a ego that I need to have that starter by my name. Whatever needs to happen, let's get it done.
When it comes to Charles.
10 years away is a long time, granted, but what is your best guess today as to what you will be doing today? What is your number one goal today for
That's a hard question, because if you would ask me 10 years ago, I don't know if I'd say I'd be doing this now. So 10 years from now, your guess is as good as mine. I don't know. Maybe I'll be skiing in Swiss Alps somewhere. Who knows?
Have you ever been skiing?
Every year.
Cam, when it comes to Charles, have you enjoyed a mentorship role with him? Is that something that you look for, or you'll do it if he asks? What's your attitude toward that?
I probably enjoy that almost as much as playing football, but quite close. I think, again, there's so much that you gain playing this game and being in the locker room and just going through the life of as an NFL player that no teacher can teach you, no pamphlet, no seminar. Most coaches don't understand and don't know. You had to have been in the mix. And a lot of the lessons that I learned early on in my career were from guys who played 10-plus years in the league and say, listen, this is how you get to the quarterback. This is what to look for on Sunday. This is what to look for off the field. Don't do this. This is how you're going to get that second contract. So many different things that go into being a professional athlete and being a good pro. And to me, I want to see everybody win. I want you to make the most money, get the most sacks. I've done that. One of my younger players was, telling me, hey, let's make sure we get you to the Pro Bowl. I'm like, let's get you to the Pro Bowl. I've been to the Pro Bowl. I've done this, and this. How about let's get you there? So whatever you need, whether on the field, off the field, anything, I'm completely open. And again, I want to share that wisdom, because it's not like I can go to, other areas and tell them, oh, this is how you do this pass rush, or this is how to work as an NFL player. I can only speak to a certain group who has the ability and who will be able to implement the things that I'm saying. So it's kind of that use it or lose it. I'm not going to take it with me and give it to anyone else. I got to give it to the Charles Harrises of the world to, hopefully apply the same way the Jason Taylors of the world for me to have me standing here talking to you guys.
Cam, do you ever have a young player who kind of wants to follow you? They say, do what Cam does, and after they join you for a while says, man, I can't do that. Or what's that? Do you have that moment?
I'm going to say not just young players. I've had older players. They kind of pick your brain and say, okay, what is it? I mean, maybe it's like he spoke about not having a beer year round. And again, this is not universal or exclusive to me or to football or to anything. It's what is it worth to you? Is one more sack worth 5 years of a clean diet? Some people are like, man, that's crazy. I love cheeseburgers. Some people would say, yes, I will do anything I can to have one more sack. Because like I said before, cheeseburgers aren't going anywhere. Video games, women, party, all that stuff will be there. Trust me. But you're only going to have one Monday Night Football game. You'll never get it again. So I've had guys, like I said, veterans, rookies, people who work at 9 to 5, all come to me like, you're crazy. But I've also had people who said, you know what? I'm going to do whatever I can to make myself better. So it's a universal thing for anybody. What is it worth to you? Are you willing to pay the cost? Some are, some aren't.